जी हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे इट इज ट्रांसेंडेंटल साउंड वाइब्रेशन दिस इज ट्रांसेंडेंटल साउंड वाइब्रेशन एंड दिस इज हेल्प अस टू क्लीन द डस्ट ऑन द मिरर ऑफ आवर माइंड ऑन द माइंड यू हैव एक्युमुलेटेड मेटीरियल डस्ट जस्ट लाइक ऑन द सेकंड एवेन्यू ड्यू टू द कॉन्स्टेंट ट्रैफिक ऑफ मोटर कार देयर इज always the creation of dusting over everything. Similarly, by our manipulation of materialistic activity, there are some material dust which are accumulated on the mind. Therefore, we are unable to see things in true perspective. So this process, this vibration of transcendental sound, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, it cleans the dust. And as soon as the dust is clear, then as you can see on the mirror, the nice face of your, similarly, we can see our real and to say constitutional position, what I am. And as soon as I understand that I am not this body, I am spirit soul, and my symptom is consciousness. And that consciousness, as it is purified by this process, the whole material mirror will be open. Bhava mahadava vidipahanam, cheta dharpana marjanam. In Sanskrit language, it is said, Lord Chaitanya's picture you have seen on the doorway. He's dancing and chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. This sound vibration of Krishna, Hare Rama, as soon as the mind is clear, then we see our real position. And the immediate result is Bhava Mahadabhagni Nibbapanam. There is a fire always blazing over this material world. Everyone's time to extinguish it. But it is not possible to extinguish this fire of material misery unless we are situated in our pure consciousness of spiritual life. That is the whole thing. Now, we were discussing last meeting, Jada Jada Hi Dharma Satyani Bhavati Bhārata Abhuthānama Dharma Sadātmānam Sijāmaham Parishtrānāya Sādhunāṁ Vināsāya Chadishtitāṁ Dharma Samasthāpunāya Sāyat Sambhamāni Jigejige. Why the Lord comes as incarnation? This point we have been discussing last meeting. And what is karma? What is really? Perhaps we remember that the translation in the English language, karma, is a description of certain kind of faith. But according to the Vedic literature. Dharma is not a kind of faith. Faith can be changed, but dharma cannot be changed. This point we have already expressed. Just like the liquidity of water cannot be changed. If it is changed, suppose the water becomes solid under certain temperature, it becomes ice. But that is not its constitutional position. It is under certain conditions. Similarly, our position is our religion, or dharma, is that we are part and parcel of the Supreme. And with that Supreme consciousness, we have to dovetail our activities with the Supreme. That is our constitutional position. That service attitude, transcendental service attitude, which has to be softened with the Supreme Consciousness, is being misused by our material context. The service attitude or the engagement is there. Every one of us is a servant. Nobody is a master. He must be serving someone. This point we have discussed. Even President Johnson, he is the chief man of your state, still he is the servant of the state. So nobody is master. To think of oneself that I am the master, I am the master of all I serve, this is Tadmaya, illusion. I am not master, I am servant. So my service is now being misused under different designations. So as soon as we become free from the designation, Ketadarpanamadha, that means when we can see exactly the position on the mirror of our mind, after that is over, that my position, my constitutional position is that I am eternal servant. But we should not think that my service in the material world and my service in the spiritual atmosphere is the same. No, it is not the same. We are said as, oh, after liberation we have to become a servant. Oh, we said as, because we have no idea that what sort of servant is in the transcendental world. In the transcendental world, there is no distinction between the servant and the master. Here is distinction between the servant and the master. But in the transcendental world, in the absolute world, everything is one. Therefore, there is no distinction between servant and master. For example, we are speaking on the Bhagavad Gita that see the position of Krishna. He has taken the position of servant, chariot driver of Arjuna. Arjuna is practically in a constitutional position. He is a servant of Krishna. But in behavior, you see, sometimes the Lord becomes the servant of the servant. So we should not carry the materialistic idea in the spiritual, although anything that we materially experience is a perverted reflection of the spiritual life. So that constitutional position, which cannot be changed, which is called dharma, in order to prevent that is deteriorated by contamination of matter. At that time, the Lord Himself comes as incarnation, or He sends some of His confidential servitors. Just like Lord Jesus Christ, He says that I am Son of God. So He is representative of the Supreme. And similarly, Hazrat Muhammad, He also, identifies Himself as the servant of Khuda ki Banda, the servant of the Lord. So this is the position that whenever there is a discrepancy in the natural law of our constitution position, the Master, the Supreme Lord, either He Himself comes in incarnation or He sends some representative to inform us what is actually the position of the living entity. So this is explained here by Lord Krishna. This position, this dharma, is not exactly a kind of created state. It is the constitutional position. Dharma means the constitutional position. Just like sugar's constitutional position is to become sweet. Salt's constitutional position is to become salty. Alkaline, yes. Water is liquid. Stone is solid. These specific qualifications is called dharma. Similarly, we living entities, we have got a specific qualification, the eternal attitude to serve others. How to serve Krishna? How to attain Krishna consciousness? How to give up our material engagement in different designations? This time and this rule is described in the Bhagavad Gita. Jadadadahi dharmasthaklani bhagati. Paritranam sadhana. The sadhu. In the Bhagavad Gita, in the last meeting, I have described to some extent what is the qualification of a sadhu. Sadhu means saintly person. Siddhiksava paramita, sridhat sarvabhutana. He is tolerant, he is very kind to everyone, and he is friend to all living entities. He has no enemy, or he is nobody's enemy, and he is peaceful. These are the some of the qualifications. There are 26 qualifications in detail, but these are some of the qualifications. And in the Bhagavad Gita, you will find the description of a sadhu, saintly person, is given by the Lord Himself. And what is that? He says, apite sudurākāram bhajate imam anandabhā sādhu-eva samantabhya sammat babasitāhi sa. He says, Ajo, a person who is 10% engaged in Krishna consciousness, he might be externally, ephemerally seen to be addicted to some bad habits. Still, you should consider him to be a saint. You should consider him to be a saint. What is that? Now suppose we have contaminated so many things in our material life. There are, in a material calculation, there are so many things which are the least. And one least is for morality, another This is for immorality. I do not wish to discuss this leaf because for a person it is immorality. For another person it is not immorality, it is morality. That's right, according to our conceptor, Hindu conceptor, drinking of wine is immoral. Whereas in your country, drinking of wine is not immoral, it is common thing. Of course, so according to time, class, place, the conception of morality and immorality are different. But there is a sense of immorality and morality everywhere. That is a fact. So Krishna says that even if you see a person immoral, but he is completely engaged in Krishna consciousness, then it should be concluded that he is a saint. He is a saintly person. That is a description given by Krishna of sadhu. Apiche sudurachara bhagate ma ananda bhav sadhureva samantavya. So, in other words, he says, any person who is engaged in Krishna consciousness, never mind, he might have something externally immoral habit due to his past association. It doesn't matter. So somewhere or other, one should be Krishna conscious. And then, gradually, he will become a saintly person. As he goes on executing this process of Krishna consciousness, then with his advancement, he becomes a perfect saint that he finds in Bhagavad Gita. And how Krishna says that even if he is externally a little immoral, of course a devotee or a person who is Krishna conscious, he is never immoral. But it may be that due to his past association, he may appear to be immoral, or he may fall down. Due to habits, we may sometimes fall down. There is a story how habit is the second nature. There was a thief, and he went to pilgrimage with some other friends. So at night, when other friends were sleeping, because his habit was to steal at night, so he got up at night and was taking one body's baggage and tried to pickpocket or take something. But he was thinking, oh, I have come to this holy place of pilgrimage. Still, shall I do that committing theft? My habit? No, I shall not do it. So he was taking the bag of one person and is keeping in another place. So the whole night, the poor fellow did like that, but due to his conscience that I have come to this holy place, at least during my stay here, I shall not do this stealing business. So in the morning, when all other friends got up, everyone said, oh, where is my bag? I don't see. And another man says, oh, I don't see my bag. Then somebody said, oh, here is your bag. So there was some row. So they thought, what is the matter? How it so happened? Then the thief rose up and told all friends, my dear gentlemen, I am a thief by occupation. But because I have that habit to steal at night, so I wanted to steal something from your bag. But I thought that I have come to this holy place, I shall not do it. So I might have placed one man's hand in another man's place, too. So this is the habit. He does not want. He does not want to come in test. But he has got the habit of doing that. Oh. So, similarly, he has decided not to come in test anymore. But because it's habituated, sometimes it does. So therefore, Krishna says, in that condition, one who has decided to stop our bad and immoral habits and just to make it progress in Krishna consciousness, even by chance, if he does something which is immoral in the face of the society, that should not be taken account of. Of course, that is by chance. And in the next verse, we will find, satsangam bhavati dharma. Because he has darkened himself in Krishna consciousness, it is sure that he will become a saintly and a pure saint. Very soon. Very soon. The example is just like the electric fan is going on, and if you put off the switch, you will see the fan is still going on. But that going on will stop because the switch is already off. Similarly, if one doctors himself in Krishna consciousness, then automatically he will become a saintly person. Automatically. Because his switch is made off. Just like the fan, when the switch is made off, the current supply is stopped. Now, there was a force of running. You may see that it is running for few minutes, but it is stopped. Similarly, anyone, it doesn't matter what he is, if he puts himself, stops himself in Krishna consciousness, then his all his material contamination will be washed off. This is the easiest part. There are many examples, of course, there are in scriptures, there are many, many good examples. But it is a fact that anyone who gets to Krishna consciousness, he doesn't require to endeavor for becoming a good man. Separately, that Krishna consciousness will help him to be the best man in the world. Of it is Gurudharma. And there are other confirmations in the Bhagavata that Jashasi Bhakti Bhagavat Asunchana Sarvaigunai Tattva Samasati Sura. Anyone who has attained the Krishna consciousness, he attains all good qualities automatically. And Parama Bhakta Satuto Mahadurguna. Anyone who is not in Krishna consciousness or God consciousness, when I speak of Krishna, he can take it as God. A person who is devoid of God consciousness, however he may qualified from the material point of view, the scripture says that his qualification will not help him in doing things which are not desired. He will not be privated to do things which are not desired. Parava vaktasya kutu mahadugana mano rathena asata bhavata vahi. Because he is devoid of Krishna consciousness, then he is pure to commit mischief in this material world. Now, the next verse is Janma Karma Kar Ne Vidyam Evam Jo Vyakti Tattvatah Tattva Deham Punat Janma Naiti Mami Ki Sa Arjuna. My dear Arjuna, the reason, the nature for which I appear is now explained. That I come here to establish the real constitutional position of the living entity. That is my mission. Now, when I come with some mission, there are some activities. Now there are some philosophers. They do not agree to accept that God comes as incarnation. They do not believe in this theory. They say that why God shall come to this rotten world? That is their vision. But here, from the Bhagavad Gita, we understand that God comes. We shall always remember that we are reading Bhagavad Gita. Whatever is spoken in the Bhagavad Gita, we have to at least we have to accept that. Otherwise there is no question of reading this Bhagavad Gita. Here the Lord says that I am present here as incarnation, and this is my mission. And as he comes with a mission, there are some activities. Just like Lord Krishna is taking part with Arjuna and is taking part in the battlefield of the Kurukshetra. Just like ordinary man, when there is war between two parties, somebody takes part with this party or somebody takes part, or some nation takes part with one party or another nation takes part with another nation. So here also we see that Krishna is taking part with Arjuna. Partially. It appears that Krishna is partial. So Krishna is not partial. But externally, it appears that he is partial. How he can be caught? So, therefore, this verse is spoken by Lord Krishna. The janma karmam me vidyam. My activity and my coming down to this material world is transcendental. Vidyam means transcendence. It is not ordinary thing. Besides, Krishna, we observe in India the Krishna's birthday. This month of August. By the end of August, there will be Krishna's birthday. And every Indian home, especially the Hindus, never mind in whatever sect or division they belong, they observe Krishna's birthday. As here in the Christian world, you observe the birthday of Lord Jesus Christ, similarly. So, janma. Now here, Krishna says that my janma, my birth, and because there is birth, so there are some activities. Just as we have taken our birth, and there are some activities. So, these Krishna's birth and Krishna's activities are transcendental. Transcendental means they are not just materialistic. Now, people will be surprised how Krishna's activities are transcendental. He is taking part in Arjuna, he is taking part in the battlefield of Kurukshetra. He is born of his father whose name is Vasudev, and he has got a family and so on and so on. So just like that. But he says it is transcendent. It's transcendent. And again he says, Dibbam evam jo bhakti tattata. Tattata means in truth. Simply by knowing, so Krishna is born here at Mathura and he was brought up by his foster father at Vrindavan. Then when he was grown up, he went back to his father at Dwarka, and when he was old, he married and so many wives, and he had children, and there was a battle of Kurukshetra, and he took part. These things are there in history or in the scripture. But one has to understand the purpose in truth. One understands this Krishna's birth and activities and his presence, tattva, in truth, then what the result is? The result is tattva-bhiram punat-janma naiti mameti kaunteya. The result is that any person who understands this Krishna's activities, his birth and his pastimes, his paraphernalia, everything, the result is simply by understanding, the result is this, that after leaving this material body, he goes directly to Krishna. He goes directly to Krishna. That means he becomes the liberated soul, and he goes to the eternal world, and he becomes in his Sanskrit position of blissful and knowledge and eternal life. Simply by knowing in truth the transcendental nature of Krishna's birth and activity, one is at once promoted to the transcendental world. This is clearly stated here. Tattva-deham. That's why, ordinarily, when we give up this body, equip this body, we have to accept another body. Vāsāṁsi dinnāṁ jathārya. We have discussed this point, that we, living entities, our life is going on simply by changing dresses from one body to another, transgression of the soul, according to our work. So this body is dressed. Therefore, I have got an actual body. Just like at the present moment, we think this material body is my actual body. And there is this fat and core. The fat and core is superficial to this actual body. But here in the Bhagavad Gita we find that we have got our real spiritual body separate from this material body. As we give up old garments, old dress, and take up another new dress, another new garment, similarly, we give up this body, material body, when it is old enough, when it cannot be used, then we give it up and we take another form. And that change of body is going on every moment and every second. This point also we have discussed. That particular verse, Dehinasmin Jathadihi Kumar Yogana Najara Tatha Dehantaram Prati Dhirasatta Namiyati. Just like the entity, living entity, is in the body, just like a child, the living entity is there, the body is very small, but that small body is growing, that is changed, and growing, that the small child becomes a boy, grown-up boy, and that grown-up boy gradually becomes a youth, and then that youth becomes an old man, and then at the end, when the body is no more useful, he changes to another form. So this death means the ultimate change of the present form. So this body is changing. Now Krishna says that as the body is changing, it's still the person whose body is this, he's there. The child is grown up to a boyhood. That does not mean the living entity who came out as a baby is born. No, he is still there. that has body change. Now we cannot find the small body which came out of the mother's womb and the grown-up boy. And you cannot find in a youth that grown-up boyhood photograph of the body that is gone. So every moment we are having a new body, and that is a medical science too. Medical science, we are having new body every moment. Similarly, when we take another body of a person who knows things as glass, they are not viewing them. Dhira sattva namiyati, dhira means we contact of this bodily chain who knows things as glass. He is not having to view them. He's steady. He has changed his body. A person who does not know, he's crying. My son is gone, my son is gone, my son is gone. But if he is in the consciousness, he knows, my son has simply changed the body. That's all. Just exactly. My son, when he was little baby, now he has grown up to be a boy. So the father and the parents do not lament, where my that son is born, that small baby born. Similarly, to change your body. So our body is like that, we are changing in the material condition. In the material condition, we are simply changing our body. That is our disease. This condition of life, of changing the body, one after another, not only human body. We may have to change to animal's body or to another demigod's body. There are different species of life. I have several times spoken before you that there are 8,400,000 of species of life. So our body is being changed in the circle of this 8,400,000 of different species of life. This is called our material bondage. Now here Krishna says that one who knows the Krishna's transcendental birth and activity in truth, he gets free from this entanglement. He at once gets free from this entanglement. Now here, the word tattva is very important. The tattva is the science of Krishna. Tattva, in truth. Simply by knowing by historical fact that Krishna is born in such and such date, in such and such place, in such and such family, and he gives such and such activity. But no, one has to learn that in tattva and truth. Then he becomes free from this body. Now, how that tattva in truth is Krishna's hand, how one can understand? Krishna's hand, that is explained in the 18th chapter, how Krishna's hand can be understood. Krishna's hand can be understood by this devotional service. He'll find this verse that Bhaktyamam Avijanati Javan Dasyami Tattvataha. Javan Dasyami Tattvataha. The truth of Krishna's hands can be understood by becoming a devotee or a person of Krishna consciousness. One who is Krishna conscious, the process of Krishna consciousness. He can simply understand what is this science of Krishna. Others cannot. Now it is very clearly stated, Bhaktyamam Avijanati. Bhakta means Krishna consciousness, the science of Krishna consciousness. Bhaktya Mahavijnanas. One can understand me very clearly by the process of that devotional service of Krishna consciousness. And in the beginning of the fourth chapter, we have also discussed that Krishna said to Arjuna that I am teaching to you the old process of yoga system. This bhakti yoga system of Krishna consciousness in the Bhagavad Gita. And to you, because you are my devotee. This point also we have discussed, that without becoming a Krishna conscious person, nobody can understand the mystery of Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita is not a book that you can purchase from the market and simply by your scholarship you can understand it. No, it's not possible. That is that point we have discussed. Bhaktosi means priyosi. You are, because you are my devotee, Krishna, Arjuna was ordinary, family man, he was a military man, and Krishna said that I am speaking to you. He was not a Vedic Vedanti or a very good scholar in Vedanta philosophy, or he was not a Brahmin, or he was not a renouncer, nothing of the sort. He was a military man. Krishna Arjuna was a military man, and he was a family man. He was to look after the interests of his family. Still, Krishna selected him to be the authority of Bhagavad Gita. Why? Bhaktosi, because you are my devotee. So that is the qualification. So to become Krishna conscious is the qualification to understand Bhagavad Gita as well as to understand Krishna as he is. Therefore, we have to become Krishna conscious. What is that Krishna consciousness? That this process which you have adopted. Which you have adopted. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Now this chanting and this hearing of Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita hearing as it is. From persons who are engaged in this business. So that will help us to become Krishna conscious. And as soon as we become Krishna conscious, Krishna also help us to understand. In the Bhagavad, there is a verse, Sinnatam sarata Krishna sunnasramana kirtana riddhantasta avadrani vidhunati srihittatam. Krishna is always present in your heart. Ishara sarvabhutana. Ishara sarvajana sishati. In final Bhagavad. The Lord is present in everyone's heart as super soul. He has both the soul, living entity, and the super soul. Both are in the sitting in the tree of body. One is eating the fruit, another is sleepless. That is also described in the Veda. The Lord is there. So, as soon as you begin the process of devotional service and gradually develop your Krishna consciousness, then Lord who is sitting within your heart, He will help you. Sinnatam, how He will help you? He will help you in the same process, in dusting over and the dust out, to take out all the dirty things which have accumulated within our mind. Sinnatam sarata krishna punna sravana kirtana riddhantasta avadhyani. Avadhyani means the dirty things which you have accumulated by our material association. Krishna has helped us to remove that. Riddhantasta avadhyani vidhunati srihittatam. Because He is a friend of all saintly persons. He is a friend. So our endeavor to become Krishna conscious is a sentient, and so he also cooperates. And this is the process. Savanam Kirtan. Savanam Kirtan. Chanting and hearing of the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. Oral reception, submissive oral reception. That very process is Gita, the truth of the Krishna hand, and when he understands the Krishna hand, automatically he understands what is Krishna, and as soon as he understands Krishna, the next result is that after leaving this material, this present material body, he go at once to the kingdom. This is the whole part. Tattādīham punarjanmanaiti māmeti karanjaya. Then he does not come again to this miserable world. He goes back to God and back to home. And what is that home? That is fine. Yadvatyāna nivattante tadbhāna paramam mamā. The Krishna is there, or say the Bhagavad Gita, what is the position of that transcendental world? Nagatra bhāsayati purja. There is no need of the sun. There is no need of the moon. There is no need of electricity. That is mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita. So this is this world, this material world. It's dark. It's always dark. Therefore, here he requires his sun and the moon and the electric light. Otherwise, it is dark. As soon as the electric will fail, then whole city is in darkness. So the nature of this, and the Vedic mantra also says, that don't remain in this darkness. Tamasi ma, jyotirgama. Just try to transfer yourself in that illuminated world. Jyoti Gama. Jyoti means illumination. So this world, this material world, is full of darkness. Darkness, one meaning of darkness is ignorance. And another darkness is not without absence of light. So this nature of this material world is darkness. So, if we understand the Krishna heart and the activities of Krishna, how he comes, how he works, what is the mission of his activities, because as the Supreme Lord he has nothing to do, but why he comes? In the Vedic literature we find, natastatajam paramanja vidyate. The description of the Supreme Brahma is described there, that Upanishad, the Natasthakajam Karananti Vidyate, the Supreme, the Absolute, he has nothing to do. He has nothing to do. Just like if we want to do, have something, we have to do. But there, the Absolute, he has nothing to do. Natasthakajam Karananti Vidyate. Natastha Sama Adhikastha Drishtate. And there is nobody who is equal to him, and nobody who is above. That means everyone is below. Nobody equal to him, and nobody above him. That means everybody is below. Natastha Kajam Karananti Vidyate. Natastha Sama Adhikastha Drishtate. The Supreme has got many manifold energy. Therefore, everything is done. Sava vikijjana valakriyasa, and his knowledge and his activities are sava necessary. That we have to acquire knowledge from a greater personality. But he has got all the natural, all knowledge, just like Krishna is speaking this Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna, but he was never taught of Bhagavad Gita. I am speaking to you, Bhagavad Gita, just learning from my spiritual master prior to learning. But when Krishna spoke, he had not learned. He had no business to learn it, because Sahavikin Jnana Bhavati, his knowledge is natural. So these things have to be understood. That one who understands the science of Krishna in truth, then the benefit is, the result is, that he no more comes back to this world of darkness. Sattadeham purajanmane. And like that, he has to undergo the repeated birth and death. He has just like undergoing the karma of repeated birth and death under different species of life. So that thing will be stopped. So human nature, human life should be utilized for this purpose. This is the dharma. This is real our engagement. We have diverted our engagement for satisfying our material needs. Oh, that is not the mission of human beings. That is the mission of lower animals. Ahara mitra bhayamaita mancha samanna mita svatiri maraha. Dharma hiti sa adhiko sisa dharme na hina svatiri samana. This is the mission. That ahara mitra bhayamaita, these are our material needs. The problem of eating, the problem of sleeping or shelter, the problem of defense, and the problem of sense-ready. These four problems are common to the human being and to the animal. The animals have also got these problems. And eating, sleeping, defending, and sense-ready. But we are not also those problems. So they are also trying to solve these problems. And if we are also engaged in simply solving these problems, then what is the difference between the animals and the human beings? The human being, the next line says, dharma hi priha udhiko visarga. The human being has got a special qualification by which he can develop the transcendental Krishna consciousness. And if he does not do that, then he is in the category of the animal. So, the defect of modern civilization is that we are giving too much praise for simply for solving these problems. Eating, sleeping, defending, and sense gratification. As spiritual beings, as spiritual living entities, we have got the necessity of getting out of this entanglement of repeated birth and death. And if we do not care for this, then we shall be missing this opportunity. And Lord Krishna comes to teach us how you can utilize your human form of life for the ultimate goal of yours. This material, whole material creation is there just to give you a chance to have your things done nicely. This material creation is giving a chance. But even after getting the chance, and even after getting the supreme body of human life, we do not develop this Krishna consciousness. And just to get rid of this material entanglement, then we shall be missing the opportunity. So everyone's duty is that he should get to this Krishna consciousness by engaging himself in this process of Sravanam Kirtanam Vishnu, chanting and hearing. It's a simple process. You have nothing to do. Simply if you give oral reception, that will clear everything within your mind. And you get enlightened, because Krishna is healthy. He is present within. You are simply to there are a little turn. You see actually. If you will all kindly spare a little time in this prophet, if you have adopted here, he'll feel yourself. Nobody has to canvass you. God, oh, either you are making a prayer. No, he will understand. Because it is actual. He'll understand it. Just like a hungry man, if he is giving food star, he knows how far he is satisfied. Nobody has to satisfy that you are satisfied. No. He will say, yes, I am satisfied. I am very good food star. Similarly, this is the thing. Each you kindly spare a little time, you will feel yourself how much you are making progress in Krishna consciousness and how much making progress in your human vision of life. So, I can request you that we are just trying to just endeavor, or poor endeavor it is. Still, it is our duty to do it. If you kindly take advantage of this opportunity, both easily benefit. That is the process we have adopted here, the society for Krishna consciousness. And I invite you all to come and take part in it and make your life. Thank you. Any questions? You have to associate yourself with persons who are in that business. Then gradually you will also develop the sense and you will also become. So there is no cause of disappointment that because you have no taste for such things. So this is the chance. It is our duty to give chance to everybody to have this opportunity. Because we have dedicated our life for this service. So we are ready. You take advantage of our humble service and then you will understand and you will know there will be no difficulty. Yes. What is that?
Are you referring to self-realization, cosmic consciousness?
Yes. Krishna consciousness means cosmic consciousness. Krishna, when you speak of Krishna, you don't take any personal view. Krishna means all attracts. So, all attraction is there in the cosmic. Cosmic consciousness is Krishna consciousness.
But I believe that most of the Westerners do not know the meaning.
So that we are explaining here.
To explain that it's cosmic consciousness, self-realization.
Yes. So we are explaining Krishna consciousness here. And as you say, the most of the Westerns do not know the meaning. So we are present here to explain the meaning. So that is our humble practice. But because Krishna and Bhagavad Gita is very well known in the Western country, and there are so many editions and publications of Bhagavad Gita, both in Europe and America and other parts of Asia. Krishna is more or less well known, but actually the science of Krishna is not so well known. Therefore, we have put up this association, International Association of Society for Krishna
consciousness.
I believe that most of the Westerners, including the Bhagavad Gita,
yes.
Yes. Yes.
I believe
then
they will be aware of the
Krishna. Yes, yes. But therefore I say, Krishna, in fact, because most of them are acquainted with the Bhagavad Gita, and the speaker of Bhagavad Gita is Krishna. So Krishna is also well known to them. But actually, what is Krishna? The science of Krishna they do not know. So, this humble attempt is to just present the science of Krishna to them. And I wish that they will take advantage of this opportunity. So, any other question? Yes.
Swamiji, may I ask you a question? Do you teach self-realization?
Eh?
Do you teach self-realization?
Yes, this is very jealous.
Will you initiate?
Huh?
Will you initiate?
Yes, I initiate also. Well, this is the path of concept realization. To know.
So you are an authority on initiation of
self-realization. Yes, of course. I do not know whether I am authority, but my spiritual master has authorized me to do this.
I do not
think myself an authority. I am just to serve the order of my spiritual master. That's.
Very good. But I suppose you know that in the Western countries, not the initiated, you never have the chance to be initiated by the master in order to initiate others.
Yes, of course, we any other question? I need to say, authority is very simple. It is not very difficult. Just like we find in the Bhagavad Gita that self-realization as per Bhagavad Gita was taught to Arjuna. Now, how Arjuna understood it, that is also mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita. Simply, if you try to understand Bhagavad Gita as Arjuna understood it, then you also become self-realized. It is not a very difficult job. Unfortunately, people apply their own scholastic idea in a different way and they model the whole thing. The simple thing is that if we understand it as it is, then it is as simple as anything. But if you want to, just like in our Bengal, there is a proverb, the Ghuriye Nagdakan. Now, you are asking me, just like sometimes we ask small child, where is your nose? He says, where is your eye? He says, that is a simple thing. But one child, not child, one man is asked, where is your nose? He says, oh, here is my nose. See, here is my nose, it's a simple thing. But one should show, oh, here is my nose. So, Bhagavad Gita is interpreted like that, here is my nose. Nobody shows, so here is my nose. So that is the difficulty. That creates a difficult situation of this Bhagavad Gita. So, if you, any sincere student who is that Bhagavad Gita as it is, the self-realization is as cheap as anything. Now, simply, you have to hear it as it is. Don't try to interpret. In a different way. The whole mystery is that everyone has got his own philosophy. And Bhagavad Gita is a popular book and he wants to prove his own philosophy through Bhagavad Gita. Because he wants to be an important man and he wants to show that here is mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita and the presence of jugglery of God and mystery in the people. Just like I repeatedly mentioned here, that in our country, Mahatma Gandhi, he had his philosophy of non-violence. And he wanted to prove non-violence from Bhagavad Gita. But Bhagavad Gita is spoken in the war field. Bhagavad Gita is spoken when Arjuna was in problem whether to fight or not to fight. That is his. And in the background of Bhagavad Gita. Now if anyone wants to prove that in Bhagavad Gita there is non-violence, then is something else? balance is there in the Bhagavad Gita. So similarly, we should not try to understand. If we should not try to understand Bhagavad Gita according to my viewpoint of view, I must understand Bhagavad Gita as it is presented by Krishna. Then it is easy.